Section 3. Miscellaneous Items. As famine increases, foods will be simplified. The food question has not yet reached perfection. There is still much to learn in this line. The Lord desires the minds of His people all over the world to be in such a condition that they can receive His impressions regarding the combining of certain articles in the production of foods, which will be a necessity, but are not yet produced. As famine and want and distress shall increase more and more in the world, the production of the health foods will be greatly simplified. Those who are engaged in this work should learn constantly of the great teacher, who loves his people and keeps their good ever in view. Foods from local products in different lands. To many in different places, the Lord will give intelligence in regard to health foods. He can spread a table in the wilderness. Health foods should be prepared by our churches, who are trying to practice the principles of health reform. But as surely as they should do this, some would say that they were infringing on their rights. But who gave them the wisdom to prepare these foods? The God of heaven. That same God will give wisdom to His people in the different countries to use the productions of these countries in preparing health foods. In simple, inexpensive ways, our people are to experiment with the fruits and grains and roots in the countries in which they live. In the different countries, inexpensive health foods are to be manufactured for the benefit of the poor and for the benefit of the families of our own people. The message that God has given me is that His people in foreign lands are not to depend for their supply of health foods on the importations of health foods from America. The freight and the duty make the cost of these foods so high that the poor, who are just as precious in the sight of God as the wealthy, cannot have the advantage of them. Health foods are God's productions, and He will teach His people in missionary fields so to combine the productions of the earth that simple, inexpensive, wholesome foods will be provided. If they will seek wisdom from God, He will teach them how to plan and devise to utilize these productions. I am instructed to say, forbid them not. Every hygienic restaurant to be a school. In our cities, interested workers will take hold of various lines of missionary effort. Hygienic restaurants will be established. But with what carefulness should this work be done? Those working in these restaurants should be constantly experimenting, that they may learn how to prepare palatable, healthful foods. Every hygienic restaurant should be a school for the workers connected with it. In the cities, this line of work may be done on a much larger scale than in smaller places. But in every place where there is a church and a church school, instruction should be given in regard to the preparation of simple health foods for the use of those who wish to live in accordance with the principles of health reform. And in all our missionary fields, a similar work can be done. Our restaurants to stand for principle. You will need to guard constantly against the introduction of this and that, which, though seemingly harmless, would lead to the sacrifice of principles that should ever be maintained in our restaurant work. We must not expect that those who all their life have indulged appetite will understand how to prepare food that will be at once wholesome, simple, and appetizing. This is the science that every sanitarium and health restaurant is to teach. If the patronage of our restaurants lessens because we refuse to depart from right principles, then let it lessen. We must keep the way of the Lord through evil report as well as good report. Ultimate aim of health food work. I present these things to you in my letters to help you to cleave to the right and to discard that which we cannot bring into our sanitariums and restaurants without sacrificing principle.